This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
The Cultural Podcast, episode 84. Listeners, ciao. Thanks for tuning in. It's coronavirus episode 2.0, number 2. 2 weeks in a row. Nick Gianoletti, how are you?
We got a short one today, buddy. We really got a short one. This intro might be half of the fucking podcast.
What's the verbal meme? Simpsons grandpa.
Simpsons grandpa coming into Moe's bar, in, hat on the thing, out. You're gone. That's this podcast.
It's like Fabio Grosso's reign as Brescia manager this season. It's the exact same thing. Think of it that way. It's going to be...
It was like Cagliari's time in the top four, in
yep.
and out.
Yeah, we're going to give you all the information you need to know, and we're going to get right out of here. Because, I mean, if we spend any more time out of our... If Nick spends any more time in my basement, out of his house, out of quarantine, I don't know. We could be spreading...
Code Reds.
Fuck, who the hell knows? Coronavirus is all around us. It's in Italy. Games are getting canceled. Games are getting postponed. No one knows what's going on. We have Champions League games to review because even though the virus is still apparently a massive threat to the entire world, the entire European Union, matches still continued on the European front last week, just as they will in the Coppa Italia this week. So we talk about the schedulers and those who choose to postpone games and cancel games. Who's making the decisions? We don't know. Nick's a little bit critical of them. You have anything
you know, I don't know. Maybe games can't be played on Sunday, but then they could be played on Wednesday, but then only one team's fans could come watch. And, you know, what is this? Mad Libs deciding how the fuck the schedule is going to go down? Who knows?
No, what this is it's probably a deep, deep rooted plan of epic proportions from Andrea Agnelli to fix the result of the season and to win the title on the final day against Inter in the Derby d'Italia, because he was pissed off that the game was going to be played the same time as El Clasico. So he waged biological warfare on the people of Italy and the world, and here we are.
He released the hounds.
I don't know. We break down every single theory of what could be going on right now. We also talk a little bit about Boban and Maldini potentially being out at AC Milan as directors already after a couple of months of being in the role. Same year, same story, same shit. The banter garbage, era continues.
Same garbage. We move on. Same shit. Welcome, Ralph.
So we'll talk a little about Champions League, a couple of the games that did happen, and just some news from around the peninsula. I'll keep it light, just to give you a little something to carry you over. Nick, let's hope that this is the last one of these for a little while. I think it's safe to say we need games.
We need games, bro.
We need games next weekend.
We need stuff to talk about.
If you have I'll pay someone to come up with a vaccine right now for this coronavirus if it's going to end this shit. Let's go. I need City out back. So until then, we'll try to get through this week. Bear with us. Let's go.
Però, Catenazzo, che donna sei. Io delle donne non mi fido, il corteggiamento è un rito, troppo spesso si finisce che una donna ti tradisce. E non mi importa se son bionde, non mi importa se son more, a me basta che siano tonde e disposte a far l'amore. Io da bambino veramente fui cacciato dalla scuola perché la professoressa mi faceva molto gola quando facevo il militare, poi la moglie del tenente mi faceva le moine, Dio l'ha presa tra la gente, perciò bambina, se sono qui per te stasera è una fortuna.
Andiamo! Let's go, Nick.
Still alive. Corona has not killed us.
We're good. I think it's safe to say that last week's clickbait title was a
success.
Was a wild success. And hook, line, and sinker. People took the bait. No
so are
problem.
People disappointed that we don't have coronavirus? How's it working?
I would hope not. I'd hope they probably listen.
Likewise.
I don't know. Like if I clicked on a podcast just because the title was "We Have the Coronavirus" and the people very clearly didn't, and within the first few seconds they talked about how we're gonna get you to click on this by lying about having the coronavirus, I'd be a little pissed off. I don't really blame anyone who may have been, but I don't really care. We took the clicks and we ran. Maybe
we self quarantined.
Maybe we got a couple new listeners out of it. So if you are a new listener, welcome to episode number 83 of the Cultural Podcast. We're already in March, Nick. It is Monday, March the 2nd. By the time this drops, it'll probably be later tonight or early Tuesday morning if you're hearing this on your way into work, wherever you may be heading. To hear our electric, this is gonna be an electric podcast. I think we could say this is gonna be one of the best ever. I mean, well, what a weekend.
Some are saying.
What are we? So how many Serie A games do we typically
four.
Have?
Four.
No, typically we have 10.
Oh, 10. 10.
So math guy.
Quick math.
That's 40. We have 40% of a regular weekend. What do you say? We
too
we,
many
we
stats. Just, we, too we many
do,
maths.
We do just say we kind of maybe give this a little. give this a little kind of set a goal, maybe a nice little half hour, just a little tease, let everyone know that we're still alive. We don't have the coronavirus. If we do, it hasn't killed us yet. Knock on wood. Usually we go an hour long. So if we do a 30-minute podcast, that's 50% of a podcast in a Serie A week that only had 40%. Of matches.
So should we do like 27?
So minutes? We're doing, no, I think we're rounding going, up. We're going above and beyond is what we're doing.
Okay.
We were joking all day saying like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? And we were kind of joking, we don't really have anything to talk about.
Then
it got to an hour ago and Nick's like, shit, like, are we really still doing this? So you called me and you were like, do you really want to? And I was like, well, no, not really. But here we are. Yeah. And so obviously Alamanda Peppel is not here, if you haven't noticed. So that's the voice of Nick Gianoletti across from me. I'm Sam Adamo. I don't know if I introduced myself. Maybe we do have the coronavirus.
Ale is continuing his hiatus.
So he's still on leave.
Unpaid leave of absence.
Me not being able to remember if I introduced myself or not could be a sign of the neurodegenerative faculties or symptoms of the coronavirus.
Some may say it started
I may have been patient zero. If struggling to speak is symptom number one, I may have been patient zero. So look, so as you mentioned, Nick, four games this weekend in Serie A. Well, let's talk about the games that happened. Why don't we just talk about, I guess, the situation in general, where all the postponements kind of put things, and there is some news to get to. We had Champions League last week. We got some news about the Euro as well, whether or not it may go on.
With all this postponing shit, though, it's all over the place.
All week, we were hearing games behind closed doors.
Sorry, okay.
No refunds for said games.
No, only from Juve, because Juve is run by a bunch of scum who need to collect every penny that they could get and juice their fans out of every dollar that they could get.
Well, let's not point the finger.
So only club that didn't reimburse their fans.
Well, I think Juve are probably seeing what happened to Man City, and they're like, holy fuck, we got to balance these books here. With $3 million, I think they were set to profit or earning revenue from that, and they were like, yep, we'll take that right away.
We need
every bit we can get right now. And Gianni Agnelli's fucking sweating right now. He's having nightly meetings, probably with top security agents,
trying to murder
top executives at UEFA who are on the cusp of realizing that the Jeep sponsorship that Cristiano Ronaldo now has is just a payment of his salary straight from his pockets.
That'd be far from shocking. But look, the thing that I want to talk about was I don't understand who's making decisions behind what's getting postponed, what's getting played.
And this was supposed to be
doors.
A big weekend. The Derby d'Italia was supposed to be yesterday, between first and third, Juve and Inter, big game, because it was basically probably going to decide whether or not Inter were going to have any chance of continuing to compete with Juve.
Yes, but my point being,
I agree with you. Who the fuck is making these decisions?
What the hell's going on?
It's supposed to be a huge weekend, and now I don't know. It just kind of all got turned on its head within 24 hours of the game being played. So I think it was on Saturday during the day they announced that the game had just been postponed. Probably the right move. I mean, to be fair,
I don't know. Like, it went from being postponed to being played behind closed doors to the day, again, like you said, the day right before being postponed to the end of the season, and now we have like Coppa Italia on Wednesday that went from should be postponed to now only Juve fans could apparently show up, which I don't understand how that makes any sense.
Agnelli, baby.
And now maybe behind closed doors. I don't know. Like, who is making... It's a circus, man. I don't understand.
I'm just not even bothering trying to keep track anymore, which probably isn't good content for listeners. You know, having a guy that doesn't even know what's going on and me having you want to listen to me for half an hour.
Look, we generally don't know what's going on to begin with. If the higher ups don't know what's going on, then God help us all.
God help us all. God help us all get through this episode. Because honestly, like, I genuinely have no idea what we're going to talk about, because there are only four games.
Yeah, I don't know why we're even here right now.
Like, in terms of like tactically, we're not going to break down the games. We can kind of give a summary of what happened, just because like there were a couple games where I guess some of the results meant that there was some interesting activity in the table, but until the games get made up, there's a lot that we're not gonna really know. So let's talk about something that we can talk about that is current, and that's the situation at Milan right now. Not to fire you up too much. I know. I'm probably gonna. I know we said we want to do like 30 minutes here. I risk eating up 15 of it. Of you just going on a rant, but
no more rants in 2020. It's not worth it.
I think you've already broken that.
It's not worth it. I said no more. I didn't say no.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think if you had said that on January 1st, I think you had already broken that resolution. But I mean the circus runs on, man. Another year, another new directorship, another new hope at the start of the year. People saying Boban, Maldini, know the club. Thank God, praise be. Look at the activity they're doing. It's good. It's positive. And here we are. Here we are in the month of May. So what is that? It's what, March. I mean, it's coronavirus. So is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months? 7 months into their reign. If you assume that it starts in, I mean, the season started in August, and here we are. Boban is looking likely to be stepping down at the club, and Maldini may follow suit.
I don't think he's stepping down. I think he's getting sacked, bro. I think he's.
What did he do? So what did I miss?
So yeah, a lot.
I'm gonna be honest. I had a bit of a busy week. Whatever city, I was kind of off my radar. I was kind of looking forward to the game behind closed doors. I was looking forward to hearing Antonio Conte yelling, "Diavolo, ragazzi, dai!" So yeah, I haven't been following the news cycle, and I heard this today, and it came as a shock to me anyway. So I don't know if I'm just fucking out of the loop, or if this kind of came out of nowhere, kind of all'improvviso.
A little bit of both. So just to provide some context, okay. Essentially what happened was, for about a month, I would say, maybe even a little bit longer, there's this guy in Germany, okay, out in Leipzig, called Ralf Rangnick, I think. Okay,
who's Ralf?
Ralf is a sporting director out in Leipzig. Okay, so
reminds me of a professor that we had at McGill.
Me too,
Ralf.
So,
but anyway, okay, Ralf.
The past month or so, there have been rumors that he'd already accepted a deal to become the new, like, Sir Alex Ferguson of Milan, who was going to be the sporting director and the manager, okay? Boban and Maldini were vehemently denying it for, like, a month.
Because Boban was the technical director, so naturally he would.
Well, no.
Naturally he would.
No,
he would.
Maldini, say that. Maldini's the technical director.
Aren't they co-technical? Okay.
No, they're not.
I thought they were working.
They're not, sir. No.
So what was Boban's role? I thought they were both working in a technical capacity.
No, well, yes, but Maldini's the technical director. You're hanging on to semantics. Okay, pardon me. Absolutely no reason.
But naturally they would deny that a guy that they have no interest in bringing in as coach, when they just fired one coach and brought in another, and that this guy is also going to be the technical director. Of course, they're going to deny it. I mean,
it was going to happen at the end of the season, and that it was going to that was going to be the revolutionary move. Okay,
whose idea was this?
Gazidis. Okay, let me. You asked me a question, and then you're cutting me off every 2 seconds. Okay?
I have so many questions.
So essentially, they were denying it because they did not reach out to Ralf Rangnick. What we ended up finding out this past weekend was that Gazidis actually reached out to Ralf Rangnick on his own without letting Maldini or Boban know. Okay, so that's what we know. This is confirmed by Fabrizio Romano, by Di Marzio. This is real. This isn't isn't cultural mercato bullshit.
Here we go. Okay? This is some here we go shit.
So this weekend, Boban, who's been known, if you even followed him at, I didn't follow him too closely while he was working with FIFA, but I looked up a couple of articles in the whatever past few years. He's been known to be a little bit of a hothead. He's criticized Milan publicly before he came and joined the club's technical staff, I guess you could say.
You mean to tell me that Boban the Balkan is a hothead?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay.
That's shocking.
That's
very, very shocking.
That's very unique.
Knocked my socks off. But he came out over the weekend and he said that the ownership went behind Maldini in his back and identifying a new coach,
to be fair, that's what it sounds like happened.
Right, but he did it publicly. He basically bashed the ownership publicly, which is probably not a great thing to do. and got himself fired, basically. He essentially accelerated the process rather than it all happening at the end of the year. It's happening now.
And why was the process commenced? Why had they lost faith in them already?
So it's not...
It hasn't been a good season, but what have they done to right, Gazidis okay. brought them
so
in.
So good question. It's not necessarily that Gazidis wanted them out. It's that he wanted Ralf Rangnick and they did not. So it's almost like if he goes, then I go kind of situation. But then Boban kind of, you know, fucking shot on his face in the media.
Find me a job.
Accelerating the process.
Find me a job or a profession or an employer where you could shit on the boss and not lose your job. Especially doing it in a public capacity.
Right.
Because I want to work for them.
Sign me up. Sign me the fuck up right
but,
now.
Okay. But
yeah, man, it's a shit show. I don't fully understand what's going on either because it's kind of been like a whirlwind. That's what I understand right now. Essentially, Gazidis wants Boban sacked because of the lack of professionalism. Well, look, I can't blame him for doing that, for wanting to sack him for that. But at the same time... whatever, if Gazidis did go behind their backs, it's obviously not the right way to operate a club. Anyways, Maldini's not necessarily being, you know, like forced his way out, but he apparently may resign too because of all of this. And
another year at Milanello, and yeah. another legend alienated by the club.
We waited 10 years for Maldini to come back, only for him to potentially resign like 2/3 of the way through a season. Like, you can't make this shit up. And what gets lost in the shuffle is the fact that, first of all, like, if Leipzig has been pretty impressive in the past, Red Bull as a whole in like the footballing world, maybe not New York Red Bulls, but like
can't comment on that
in Austria, Red Bull, Leipzig. What are they called in Austria?
Salzburg
have been doing very well. Jesse Marsh.
I think it has been impressive. Yeah,
it has been impressive. So, like, the fact that like, you know, wanting to bring this guy in who's apparently been like the mastermind behind the building of this Leipzig project.
Yeah,
like,
think about all the players that got brought
cool.
through.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. It's just this whole the way that it went down and the Maldini and Boban denying it for a fucking month.
Did this guy, what's his name? Ralf. What's his last name? Ralf.
Rangnick.
Right. Did Ralf have any, he's a German guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did Ralf have any hand in building the team in Salzburg, or are they completely separate? Because if he had any hand in bringing Haaland to prominence, I mean, a lot of players have passed from Red Bull Salzburg to other teams in Europe. I think Sadio Mane may have even played for Red Bull Salzburg.
So I can't answer that like completely accurately. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure. But I know that his official position was with Leipzig. I'm sure he did have a hand in some form of player recruitment to Salzburg as well.
Mane did play for Salzburg, confirmed.
Interesting.
Stay hot, Sam. Interesting. I mean,
look. Long story short, we don't have to analyze it. No one gives a shit about Ralf Rangnick right now. It's
well, I mean, he's sounds like he's the imminent. New technical director. I don't know who the technical director is going to be until the end of the year.
We could talk about it when it happens in the summer. But yeah. As of right now, we have a Coppa Italia game on Wednesday. That, you know, barring the fact that the three of our best players are out of it, like, we're still in the thick of it.
And you got Padre Pio leading you to you guys look back at this in 20 years and say, fuck, we had Padre Pio as our coach, we had Maldini alienated by the club, we had our 12th technical director in 3 years, and to be fair, when Ralf Rangnick comes in, he'll be praised. He'll make a couple of transactions. People will say,
I don't know if he'll be praised by the fans, to be honest with you. The fans are pretty fucking angry right now.
It's the same cycle. They were angry after Mirabelli, man. Who came after Mirabelli again? Before Boban.
Leonardo.
Right. Another one name, man.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Boban is Boban's last name, right? I forget his first name. I just know him as Boban. Anyway.
Whatever, man. Okay. Same shit, different day, whatever.
Things aren't much better in my neck of the woods, buddy. Why don't we talk about the Champions League last week? Napoli drew Barcelona 1-1. It's a very impressive result for them. I mean, it's shit that Barcelona got a goal at the San Paolo because they'll probably run away with it now, but anything is possible when you have Costas Manolas.
Mertens scored a beautiful goal.
Gattuso, he did score a beautiful goal. Great celebration, too. Always love the San Paolo in the Champions League. I always love the San Paolo when it's packed, but in the Champions League, and they all, for some reason, they all cling to that word, the champions, and they just yell it out of the top of their lungs, and it projects all down the Amalfi Coast. I mean, yeah, it's spectacular.
Beautiful.
And Gattuso's been good for a couple of really good sound bites all week.
I'm assuming you heard the Brad Pitt one.
That was one of them. Yeah, I think you said, what do you say? With the ball, I wanted him to play as beautifully as Brad Pitt, and without the ball, I wanted him to be as ugly as me.
Yeah. So that was it.
So that was brilliant because there was self deprecation involved, and anytime you'd be self deprecating, you're
always the winner.
Yeah, exactly. But even, I don't know, he kind of came out and said, well, he kind of pulled a, what is it? Was it a Kevin Keegan when he was a Newcastle coach when he was having a war of words with Alex Ferguson in the media? He goes, we're still fighting for this title. Remember that video from the 90s, that classic video, the guy with the big hair?
I tell you,
we're still fighting for this. If Ali was here right now, he'd be dying. I would love it if we went to Old Trafford and beat him. Love it. Remember that?
And they got steamrolled.
I think they lost the title, obviously. But because Sir Alex was in the guy's head. But Gattuso kind of came out and said something along the lines of, we're still in it. We're still fighting. We're still fighting for this tie.
And then Messi's going to score a hat trick at the Bernabeu.
I don't know. Did you see how classical yesterday? Man, Barcelona are a fucking mess right now, man. They look like a shell of themselves, and I'm loving every minute of it. I was with a former guest of the pod, buddy of ours, friend of the podcast, Mango. Went over to his house. Shout out. He had a few guys over to watch the game, to watch El Clasico, since Derby d'Italia was canceled. And we were all just saying, like, what an underwhelming affair this is now. Like, Real Madrid haven't had any real galactic. I know it's kind of funny. They just signed Hazard this year, so maybe it's not a fair assessment. But it feels like they don't sign Galacticos anymore. It feels like they just go out and sign young Brazilians, hope something sticks. And to be fair, I mean, Vinicius scored in this game. Mariano, who they brought in, I think, a year ago, also scored. And they won 2 and I think.
First appearance this year.
Was it his first appearance?
Yeah.
Was he injured?
Anyway, no, he was not.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was kind of amazing. Anyway. Well, shows what I know. But I don't know. It just feels like those teams haven't changed for like the past 5 years in any real way. At least Real Madrid, anyway. It feels like the exact same team that won the title in 2016. And it feels like Barcelona just don't have an identity anymore and don't play exciting football. And I'm loving it. I mean, I hope they both suffer for a long time. Fuck it. You know, fuck them. In the words of Robert De Niro. But otherwise, Juve lost 1-0 to Lyon. This was fucking hot trash of a game if you're a Juve fan, man. I
mean, Maurice is not having a good time.
We can get it. So we talked about Gattuso sound bites. How about this one from Sarri?
Oh, this was all time.
No shots on target in the game. First time, I think it's the first time in a couple of years we haven't had a shot on target in Europe. One of only 3 times in the past 15 or 16 years. So, brutal game. The midfield's looking awful. So with the midfield he has, I mean, it's almost counterintuitive to have creative players like Dybala and Ronaldo up front. But I digress. They know what they're doing, I guess, right? They're fucking paid to do this, and they're experts, and Sadi knows who he wants in his team, even though the whole world watches Juve and knows that something, it feels like something is wrong, he knows
so,
better.
So what did he so say?
He said something along the lines of, he goes, I'm really confused. I don't understand why they can't understand the importance of playing the ball quickly,
or something. More or less, yeah. Not a verbatim quote.
No,
but
definitely not. We rarely get quotes right. But I think he basically said, like, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. I'm upset. It was like too honest. Like, what are you doing, buddy? He's just like, I'm sad. It was like Ronaldo. Remember a couple years ago, he came out of the media and said, I'm sad, and they know why. It's like when you say something that's so frank, he's just like, I'm confused. I don't get it. I'm upset with them. They need to understand the importance of playing the ball quickly. As if just playing his style. Maybe the problem with Sarri is he has this style of play that he wants people to play, but because it's so difficult to implement, maybe it's not a good system to run, because maybe it requires too much maintenance, and it requires too much
or maybe
too much quality of personnel.
Without going too into, maybe doesn't have the right personnel to do it. And
well, but
that doesn't mean that it's a bad system. But for me,
like Christ,
we're still
in this tie. This game was in Lyon.
No, but you're basically admitting defeat, like within yourself as a coach, by saying, I don't understand why my players can't do what I want them to do. Like, you know what I mean?
That's a
tough quote.
If he's still the manager in two years, I would say
by the end of the summer.
I'd be flabbergasted.
1 year, give it 1 year, bro.
But why would I could see a situation where he would still be coach next year. So that would then probably logically take him into the season where in a year he would still be coach. I wouldn't be flabbergasted. I'd be a little bit surprised. I would be mildly surprised if he's still the coach in 2022. If he survives two full seasons, I'd be flabbergasted. Genuinely, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me how they could have brought this guy in to implement the system when there are so many red flags and he doesn't have a history of success, which has been so crucial of anyone that's ever done well at Juve. And given the fact that, and I'll repeat it again, like the fact that they had no reason to go backwards, they had every reason to keep chugging along. You know, in terms of financial resources, yeah, maybe the personnel wasn't at the exact level that you wanted. In retrospect, we could say that now. But they had the financial resources to go out and buy a couple players. They got Ramsey for free. Okay, great. I mean, but I think they probably could have gotten rid of a guy like Matuidi and brought in another guy. They have money. I know that the financial fair play is a bit of an issue here, and I don't know where they're trying to balance the books. Maybe there's something that I don't know. But it feels like Sarri is just a guy, gents, who's not going to be at a club long term. It just doesn't feel like it has always felt and continues to feel very weird. It just doesn't feel like a good appointment. And you know, here we are in the Champions League, still struggling. I don't know. You know, maybe Cristiano will come awake and we'll win the next game 3-1, and all will be well that ends well. But there'll still be these really weird, really scary moments that have happened kind of throughout the season. We'll see what happens in the Champions League in the next round. But let's talk about some of the Serie A games that did happen. Lazio won on the weekend. Lazio fans, you know, clap, clap, be happy. If you check the table, you're currently in first place over Juve, which is fucking scary as shit, because now we have to win the game in hand that we have, which I don't even have confidence that we'd win a game in hand, especially considering the game in hand now is against Inter. It's going to be the last game of the year. So this could go down to the wire, and this could be a very exciting end of the season, Nick. So Juve will be playing Lazio late on in the season. They'll be playing Inter very late now with the postponement. The game's supposed to be on May 13th anyway.
We're not sure about that anymore, though. Honestly, at this point, we're better off not even predicting when games are going to get postponed to, because we have no idea. I read that it might get postponed again at some point in March.
Inter are really in the shit because there are two games in the hole now that they have to make up. On Lazio and Juve are 1 point back, and if they one match back, excuse me. So they win that game, they go up on Lazio. They drop any points at all, they're back on them, because Lazio have 2 points up on us. So we draw, we lose, we stay in second place. So that's big. It's gonna be a big end of the year here. Hero and Strons of the week. Let's kind of incorporate a couple of the other results from the weekend, Nick, into this segment. To be honest, I don't know if there were enough instances of matches actually being played where there was enough stupidity that was going on where I could have clearly pointed and said this guy's a stronzo. So I'll probably give it to Boban, just because he's kind of he was brought in as a guy that was meant to resurrect things. He was brought in with an idol of the club, or an icon of the club, in Maldini, and here he is back in the same shoes that every other technical director at Milan has been in for a little while. My hero, I'll give it to Gattuso, just because I think he stands a chance to knock Barcelona out right now, and that deserves to be commended, especially considering the fact it's been a very tough season for them. But Napoli have been doing pretty well in the cups, so they're still in the Coppa Italia. They're facing off against Inter in the semis, and they're still very much alive in the Champions League. So one away goal in Barcelona, and the tie is probably theirs. So. I'll give it to Gattuso more because of the self-deprecating humor.
I'm giving my stronzi of the week to whoever the F is in charge of organize. I tend to just blame the FIGC for all stupidities that goes on within the Serie A, but I believe that they're not necessarily the ones that make all the decisions What is it? Who is the governing body that makes these fucking decisions?
It's the Agnelli family.
Okay.
Facts. I think another hero of the week should be us for sticking this out and trying to muster up a couple of things to actually talk about, because there's not a lot going on right
now. Really is not. This has been a struggle. This has been tough.
I mean, that's a little more candid than you probably had to be, but I appreciate the honesty. I mean, you know, not all heroes wear a cape. Nick Genaletti. I know it's a little rough. I don't have shrimp cocktails over here being served on a platter.
Lobster rolls, everything.
I don't have white towels to wipe your ass with in the bathroom.
Okay.
Shout out
Alex.
Oh, he's never gonna live that down. That's what are we 83 episodes in now? That's one that you've been around for the first, if you've been around for the last 50 episodes, you probably get that one. If you don't get it, it's probably best you not. Or you can go listen to every one of the last 82 episodes and you'll probably get the reference, I guess. I want to say till next week, let's see what happens. I don't know. Maybe a vaccine will be concocted in the coming days and the situation will finally get rectified. I don't know. We were joking last week about it potentially being the last podcast we've ever done, or we will ever have wind up done.
You know what? After this one, it might be.
And it wasn't. We're still here. Hashtag still here. But I don't know, man. I mean, if we're just going back quick math, we're going from 10 episodes. We're going from 10 pod. I mean, we're going from 10 games to 4 games. I mean, if we have one game, how unreal would it be if we had one game next week? And we just like broke down that game for an hour straight.
For 90 minutes.
we literally just broke, watch it and do a play-by-play live commentary. Tizano
Cruzelli. Just shut down the pod at that point. Shut her down.
I don't understand how the Coppa Italia is being played if between Northern Italian teams, if Serie A games 3 days ago were canceled.
Hence my Stronzi of the Week.
This weekend may be canceled yet.
My Stronzi of the Week going to whoever the fuck is.
It's like it's a different governing body for Coppa Italia. I don't know, man. Anyway, let's see if there are any games to report on next week. Hopefully there are. Hopefully Al is feeling a little better. Hopefully he'll be back from his hiatus. So again, if there are games next week, there'll be an episode. And until then, let's see what happens. Enjoy the next weekend. Stay healthy out there. Keep your masks on. And don't
wash your hands. Oh madonna, ok.
Ciao.
Bye.
Yo, due ragazzi si baciano fuori dalla finestra. C'è la neve che cade, la cornice la stessa. Lei vorrebbe cambiare, lui rifiuta gli schemi. Non conosce confini, ma conosce i problemi. Quelli non portano soldi, ma cattivi argomenti. Due tizi al civico 20, gliela piazzano al 20. Conviene tagliarla meglio col caldo di quei coltelli. La sua vita è una guerra, conta lo spazio che prendi. Conta lo spazio che vendi e lui sa cosa può farne. Ma anche cosa può farli, come portarli via entrambe. Certe cose preziose, no, non si ama lasciarle. Sono storie dolorose. Rose sono una lama alla carne. Per ogni mamma che piange un ragazzo frega il destino. Si pulisce le guance se lo ricorda bambino. Oltre una rete un giardino, oltre il fumo i tombini. Sembra la città respiri, sembra il mio cuore respiri. Ok. Quando è sera fumo crema. Siamo uniti sotto zero, nessuno trema. Io che per salvare te sconto la pena. Io che per salvare te la mia la schiena.
Andiamo. I'm Sam.
And I'm Nick.
And this is the Calcio Podcast.
So we obviously talk about calcio, we talk about soccer in Italy, but not only that, we like to talk about everything. We like to laugh, we like to make fun of each other. We just don't really take ourselves too seriously.
We do like to joke around, but if you take us seriously, people, the joke is on you. You can find us on all major platforms. We're on SoundCloud, we're on iTunes, and you can get at us on Twitter and on Instagram at Calcio Podcast. That is Calcio, C-A-L-C-I-O. We'll see you there. Ciao.
Ciao. Che una donna ti tradisce.